This call is being recorded.
It's been a while since I have visited with you. They're not ones to visit frequently. They're not ones to drop in for a message here and there. They are ones who bring great messages. Guardian of the new song, I am the one that creates the rhythm for all of the worlds. One who brings a song to every stage in development, not only of the galaxy or solar system. Have you felt the new song? Have you heard the new song? You can hear it from the sounds of your forests. Hear it in the sounds of your oceans. You can hear it. Sounds of angels visit this planet, sing their songs to you. They are connected. They know the new song. The new song is what is manifesting for this planet. It is where you are going. It carries the tunes for you to walk. Yes, tunes for you to walk. You'll be able to see the notes to this song and follow it forward. All of those things which you expect to see changed, they are happening. Following the new song. We of the Guardians, been close to you as a group. We have been assisting in ways and we have been asked. I've also been elsewhere. It is my job in particular to share with you today your new song for your new golden age has been delivered by me. And this is the path that you are walking now. Tune into your hearts. Your hearts are hearing this song and responding. Tune in to the ways seem to be full of love. That is where you are going. The frequency which you seek is in the new song. All of these things are glorious and wonderful. I especially am glad to be able to tell you personally. The time for the new song has been delivered. Thank you for this time, and you are all doing brilliantly. Walking upon your paths, you are sharing who you are and what you are in glorious ways.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are here now to assist in any way we can with your questions. And before we do, though, we wish to also share something here briefly. And that is a continuation of your discussion earlier in terms of what you were speaking about in the idea of raising your vibrations. And all that you said is very accurate in doing those things to help another, to brighten another's day, to assist one another in any way that you can. Yes, that definitely increases your vibrations. But you have forgotten one thing that also does so, and we say this many times. It is simply to walk in nature, to find yourself out in nature and seeing the beauty all around you. Does not necessarily even need to be only in nature, but see the beauty, feel the beauty, know that everything is wonderful and that you are at the highest level that you can be in at any given moment. And when you are in that space, you are in the higher vibrations. And when you are in these higher vibrations, as the James said earlier, nothing can harm you. Nothing can upset you or take you out of those vibrations unless you allow it to. And we speak in terms of that which you call the chemtrails. All of these types of things are not even there unless you believe they are there. And if you see them there, do whatever you can to make them go away. They are not even real. Please understand this. There are those that will see them and not even notice that they are there because they are not even aware of them. They believe still that they are contrails and all of this. And then there are those who will look at the skies and see them there, and they will become all upset. And as they become all upset, they feed the energies that are a part of this as well. They continue to feed the cabal their energy. And those, though, that look at them and look past them and see the beauty around them, see the sunlight shining through, see the beautiful puffy clouds, those not made by the chemtrails, and so on. But please understand, and Zora has made this very clear as well, there is no need to be have any fear of these chemtrails, because when you are at the higher vibrations, they cannot harm you at all. They can only harm those that believe they can be harmed by. So please understand this, and also know that the goal here in all aspects, as was also spoken of earlier, is to reach the unattachment, to reach neutrality, to whenever you can be in a neutral state. Know that everything is happening for a reason and that you are here in the now moment, and just simply to be in that now moment. And as you are just simply being in that now moment, you are in a neutral state. And that is certainly where you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
We move on now for questions. Do you have questions for one who serves and Ashira, who is now standing by? No questions? Then we are going to have a very fast session here. Anything? Going once?
I have a question. I guess I was on mute. I was waiting to be polite if anybody else wanted to go. So the channeling that was brought forth about the new song, I just got a new piano. And I was extremely neutral about it, and yet there was this ecstasy that was going on at the same time, that it almost felt like many multiple versions of me were hyperventilating over the excitement, because I was aware that there's many multiple versions of me getting the piano at the exact same time, because that's all there is. Gosh, it's all like spinning. I was sitting at my piano today, because I've never learned consciously how to play a piano with people. I just sit at a piano and I play, and I started playing something that was really, really amazing. And does this tie into what Saint Germain told me the other day before I got my piano, that I would be bringing in, you know, the new music? And was that part of what I was playing when I was at the piano this morning, was this new song that, like, I was hearing? And it was just, I closed my eyes and had an awareness. When I close my eyes, I'm actually not blind. I'm actually more consciously aware as the music was just, you know, moving through my hands onto the piano keys.
I'll be happy to take this, yes.
Okay.
So it is so exciting to hear that you are opening yourself to allow yourself to pick up the music of the spheres, to pick up the music and the new songs that are out there waiting for those who can hear, to pick up and can play on the piano. We were going to say that you do not need to have lessons or anything else to learn how to play, because you are tuned to the word, tuned to the vastness of the spheres of music that are available to you. And that all of these will be coming to you over the next months. Get ready. You have a lot of wonderful music to make, ma'am.
Oh, very good. And I have the inner awareness to record these, if nothing else, for myself. And I just wanted to share what happened during the meditation in this after further insight into that. So when the meditation started, you know, the extra chakras that I talked about the other week were definitely activated, but when they were activated this time, I saw the upper triangle, and then that upper triangle flipped, and it made the diamond, which we talked about the last time, and I researched in Sanskrit what the diamond has the meaning of, and I shared that earlier. And when it made that diamond, then the diamond started rotating, and it had like this outer circular appearance going on outside the diamond. And as that was transpiring, then all these beings showed up around me, and that spiraling diamond took off like it, and it was like it kept coming back, like, come on, follow me, follow me. And so I'm like, okay. And so all of a sudden, then I was inside of that diamond, and inside that diamond, all those beings took me, to, if you will, I know we don't go anywhere, but went into this nothingness and everythingness, and then the diamond went over, like, so I was laying on my back, and it, like, took me somewhere, like, that aspect of me was going to have something experienced. And yet the other aspect of me stayed in that so-called nothingness, everythingness, and everything was just that. So I was not aware of anything other than that. And then when the meditation was about coming back, you know, into the space, that aspect of me then had like this little searchlight, if you will, that came out from me, and it shone back into the beingness that I'm sitting here now, but I'm still aware of all those other aspects that transpired and that they are experiencing and expressing, and I'm observing all of those. So the question is, would you be kind enough, I know you're kind enough, but explain more insight into more of what is wanting to reveal itself to me and not.
Yes, we can say, first of all, you mentioned that you don't go anywhere. You know you don't go anywhere. And we would say to you that that is not accurate. You are certainly going places, not places in terms of your physical 3D world, but places within your consciousness. You are always moving within your consciousness. So whenever you do these experiences, these guided meditations and these meditative experiences, you are going places within your consciousness. You are having experiences. They are real. They are not something just of your a figment of your imagination. They are imaging in. It is real, and we wish you to understand this. As to your particular experience with the diamond, it is simply you are having an understanding at a different level of that which is the Merkaba experience. The Merkaba, some say Merkaba, the Merkaba, that you are moving into and having the experience of movement within it and awareness within it. And this is your light body. This is your moving within your light body to experience other levels of yourself, your multidimensional selves. This is the way you can move through dimensions here. And you are experiencing the working with this particular type of vehicle, you might say. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Very good. Anything to add here, Isiera?
No, thank you.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Was there someone in wanting to speak also besides me, who
no,
I have interrupted? Go ahead.
Okay.
So I have. Is it me then?
Yes.
Thank you. Honored to be with you. So, two questions. When I travel to work every day, and it's over an hour travel, so I see a lot of dead animals by the side of the road, on the freeway, through the canyon. And every time I see them, instead of feeling bad for them having run into a car and dying in such a way, I fill my heart with love, connect with them with love, and I say, I love you. And at that very instant, I see them interacting with me in some way in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place of nature. And then they are alive, they're happy, they connect with me, and I always want them to someday meet with me again, for them to remember me and come to me because we had that experience together. Will that happen for me?
Sure,
absolutely. All of these opportunities to see animals and then to see new animals, see new creatures that you have never seen, all of these are part of your connection to the greater oneness in this world, and that you are indeed one with them, you are a sister to them, and they are there to be able to share their love and understanding with you. And this will continue as you continue down your road. And you, again, you will see not only those that you choose to see in the future, but also more.
Oh, beautiful.
Right?
Thank you. And then the second question is, I look a lot at the clouds, and many times I see faces pointing up, and there are men, women, and children of all ages, very distinct faces with beautiful features, so detailed. And I wonder, are those ones that have died that I see, and they're in their transition, or why am I seeing this so strongly, and I'm aware that they are people?
But this is the moving into the higher vibrations that we speak about, into the higher frequencies, and you are experiencing the glimpses through the veil, as we say many times. And as you look at these clouds, and we have spoken of this many times as well, look at the clouds and see the beauty in the clouds. And when you do this, you will see different shapes and different awarenesses that you would not have been aware of before. And it is whatever it is to you in that moment. And do not be concerned, though, what exactly it means, because it is being meant to you as a whole, as an entire consciousness understanding here. Not to be specific about the exact shapes and what the exact shape means, but as a whole, what it is all referring to here. Do you understand this?
Yes. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Today we talked about multiple selves, and sometimes we talk about multiple lifetimes. And if we are experiencing those multiple selves and multiple lifetimes at once, when we make a choice for love, or we make a choice for kindness, does that mean that all of ourselves are affected by that choice?
Yes. This is what you speak of when you talk about the quantum theories. It is that one is affected by all the others. So when you do something at your level here, you affect every, not only your own multidimensional selves, but you affect all selves around you. So that eventually you affect the entire solar system, the entire galaxy, the entire universe. This is the idea that is spreading now more and more as to an awareness of consciousness and how all consciousness is one. When we say over and over at the end of our time with you, be the one, this is what we are speaking of, being the one source, being that one consciousness, and knowing you are the one consciousness and connected with all the other one consciousness. See?
Thank you.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, you did well, thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes, now the questions are coming out of the woodwork here.
Can you hear me okay? I'm on the phone.
Yes, we hear you.
Wonderful. Okay, so this kind of goes back to a little bit of the discussion about emotions and reactions, etc. But this last week for my work, I attended a meeting where there were reactionary feelings occurring, and I tried to maintain a sense of centering and balance, and I tried to bring some of these individuals back into more objectivity, but they kept returning back to their reactive feelings and expressing them. And so by the time the meeting was over and I walked out, I realized that I too had some frustration. And I worked for the next 15, 20 minutes on clearing myself and getting centered and letting go of the experience. So I have two questions. One, and I listened to your comment earlier about non-attachment, or maybe that was in the discussion, you know, just not being attached to outcome. Do you have any guidance for me when I'm in these situations and exposed or interacting with people who are reactionary to not allow that to influence or impact me? And then my second question is, as we have this third wave, as we all continue to progress and evolve towards the fifth dimension, individuals who are still, quote unquote, maybe it's not the best word, stuck in their reactionary feelings, you know, I hear news that they're going to be going to another planet. Maybe some of them will, you know, release their bodies and transition in that way. But are some of these individuals who are still stuck in 3D reactions and 3D activity, just like you were said a few moments ago about as we act and feel and be, we're impacting everyone else. Is there going to be enough momentum along with the third wave to help these individuals release and move out of that reactive judgmental pattern?
Yes, we will answer the second question here and then turn it over to Ashira for the first one, if that is good with you.
That's fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Very good. The answer to your second question then is all hold here, disconnect here. Please go ahead, Ashira.
All right.
We lost connection here.
All right. So many people who are working in situations outside of their home and in a work environment such as yourself deal daily with all of the things that you described. And they wonder how can they move ahead. They are dealing with other people that have such rampant emotions. What can you do? First is to be strong. gird yourself with your own protection. Spread that golden white light around yourself. Take that sword of Archangel Michael and take it and hold it high to be able to cut off those who maybe would move into your space. And the ultraviolet light, use that on others. All of these are tools that we have given you.
Okay.
You may not think that they are valid because they are not things that you necessarily see, but they are so strong. And they can make such a difference. So gird yourself as you go into your days. Know that you are in control of those around you. And neutrality, it means that you do not care how they act. It is not going to affect you. You are able to move forward every day more and more until you see that your workplace has been transformed. Your workplace has now been filled with light and love. And so we say, take it easy with that. Take it easy with that. And the other question you have, we'll answer at the moment, and one who serves may finish. I know that you have heard about those who, if they don't make their changes, they're going elsewhere. But as we say week in and week out, do not worry about that. Not worry about that.
Okay.
Because the human family made a stand. You are going together. It is only in very extreme circumstances where other changes have had to be made. But the family is going together. Whether they're on the first bump, the second bump, or the third bump, whatever it is, everyone is moving forward. And so it is not for you to be concerned about if they're going to make it or not. Just say to yourself, everyone is moving forward. One who serves.
Yes, and the third wave, as you have spoken of, is coming. You have gone through the first and the second, have moved up in vibration through each one, higher in frequency. This is throughout the entire planet. It may not look that way all the time, but please understand that it is believing is seeing here. So know that these frequencies are rising across the planet. Awareness is happening. You speak in terms of, we hear this from you, that you're coming in touch with other people that are coming awakened in the very different kinds of circumstances than you might think. And they are having experiences to become awakened, become more aware. This is because of these waves of energy that are coming through. It is assisting entire mankind here. And the third wave, when it comes, it will have a major effect to reach those that have not come into an awareness yet. So you will see even more become awakened. Not so much to the degree you may want them to, but then that is a judgment on your part. And certainly you want to remain neutral as much as possible and unattached. And if you do that, everything, as Ashira has said, everything will take care of itself. And you will move on into this new golden age that you are fast coming upon, and you will have the experiences that you have created for yourself. And they will be wonderful experiences. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Any further questions here now?
I have one.
Yes.
Some of the new chakras that we have coming online, are they portals through which we travel by thought or consciousness?
They are portals, but they are also connections to your physical bodies. They have the connections in terms of your glands and the energetic connections that are available there. And they are much more than this. They also hold your memory patterns and your various programming there and all of this. But all of this is going to be when you are working on these on these meditations that we are having you do, then you are moving your energies up through these chakras and moving it out of the lower chakra centers. This will also come from your DNA changes here as well, the downloads as we speak of this. And all of this is helping to raise the vibrations within your chakra centers up into the higher chakras so that you are ready for the next changes that are coming here. Anything to add here, Ishira?
No, you did well.
Very good. And we are ready to release channel here. Before we do, though, we ask that as many as possible, if it is possible for you in this coming advance, in this next weekend, if you wish to be involved, simply give that indication that you do, and you can be involved in the phone system, phone session that you have, and can participate at that level. And it is important, if you can do this, to do it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Hi, I'm Ishira. Thank you for your time today. Yes, you can tell that much, much planning has gone into this coming weekend for Day Advance. One who serves does not want to miss a beat. I want you to be able to be involved if you can. We appreciate the technology nowadays that allows involvement to happen. We're speaking about technology today. Speaking about technology that seems to be at the drop of a hat to be in your laps. A part of that is that it needs to function in the fourth and fifth dimension. We know that there is so much that is going on to work in the third dimension, that you, as well as thousands and thousands and millions across the planet, are no longer there. So as you move and accept the new technology as it becomes available, it will come to you without expense. It will come to you so that you can place it in areas and use it in ways that will benefit all. Think about this when you are considering investment at this time and place. Consider if this is not the right moment for you, but another moment. And that time will mean very much. We are glad to be able to share with you today that love is blooming across this planet. Frequency is raising. Guardian shared her new song with you. Everything is new. Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Can you smell it? Does not take fourth and fifth dimensional emotions or reaching to look for these things. Walk outside every morning and feel it in the air. See it in the air. See it in the people you come in contact with. Love is breaking out across the world. Anything that would distract you from that fact is not valid for you at this time. Do not be turned by things that will frighten you. Do not be turned by questions down a dark path. Stay in the light that you are in this room at this moment. Stay in the light that you are as a being. We give you our blessings and our love today. Namaste.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.